Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, Russian Bolshevism was clearly on citizens' minds. The wife of Byron E. Cooney, a journalist and county commissioner, writes, "That blue Overland car with my monogram on the door is my own personal property," writes Mrs. Cooney to the Standard. "I am rather sick of people asking me how the county car is running and why my monogram is on it. I am not worrying about the gossip and jealousies inspired at the courthouse by disgruntled employees, but I do object to the impression maliciously created in the public mind that my car is a county car. I am not concerned about what Judge Lamb or County Attorney Jackson may decide to do. That is the least of my worries. I'm going to California in a few weeks, and I may have to ship my car with me to escape the odium the American Bolsheviki want to shower upon me. My car has been at the service of the Red Cross since last autumn, every Thursday with myself as driver. And when going to Red Cross work, I have a soldier along to carry bundles. Besides, I have used my own car on county business probably 100 times since Mr. Cooney took office, when there were many other things I'd rather have done. I am writing this not by way of explanation, for I would not condescend to do that, but that the people may know, as they have a right to know, that my blue Overland, which I have donated to the Red Cross and the county for so many months, is my own personal property." In a large ad, William Gompers, world's greatest labor leader, writes several articles for the Sunday Standard, "Our Shield Against Bolshevism." 38 years as president of the American Federation of Labor, no man living has made such a thorough, practical study of the life of the laboring man as has Mr. Gompers. For nearly half a century, he's been identified with the laboring movement and has been consulted by presidents and diplomats about labor problems. He has represented labor and diplomacy at many of the world's most important conferences. Mr. Gompers has made an intimate study of the Bolshevist activity and what labor will do to stamp out the stigma that is demoralizing a great nation. Mr. Gompers has just returned from a visit to Europe. It is the story of this great labor leader, foremost citizen, and friend that will be read with keen interest. The first installment appears next Sunday. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.